Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this seventh Sunday after Epiphany is our gospel reading, St. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38, but I'm going to focus on verse 37. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. This is the word of the Lord. So we pray. May the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing unto you, O Lord. Amen. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. This is the most quoted Bible passage of all time, I think. But especially in recent years. Quoted, yes, but mostly by people who would not identify themselves as Christians. At least, not as conservative, confessional, orthodox Christians. Basically, they're saying to you, you're not the boss of me, or something like that. So back off. Be quiet. Mind your own business. What right do you have? Am I right? So what do we do with this text? It's like this. When I was, 19-ish, I was getting a ride from my sister's boyfriend because my car was having issues. Don't remember where to or why, but he liked to drive fast. And I was in the back seat. She was in the passenger. There was this street that was four lanes. For what reason, I have no idea, but it was straight as an arrow with a guardrail between the two wide lanes on each side, yet it was posted at 35. So many tickets were issued by the city. And most of us think that is why it was four lanes. Income. Sure, an easy income too. It was a 10-college town. Now, how many kids come to those colleges? And think about it, everyone knows kids like to drive fast. Anyways, I was in the back. He was driving, and faster than he ought, 50 maybe, and why not? Because it is posted, it was, and maybe still is, posted at 35. But we all said it at one time or another, that had to be a mistake. I mean, if you went off the road, you wouldn't hit much. There was a large life-size plastic cow advertising Lou's Meat Market. It would have been sad to see that wrecked. I mean, it had been there as long as I could remember. But it was posted at 35. He was going at least 50. Who in their right mind would post it that low, let alone enforce it? I remember muttering to myself, mostly to myself, and the blue and red lights are going to go a-flashing any time now. Seconds later, they did. Pulled over he was, ticket he got. So what should I have done? Do not judge and you will not be judged. Maybe I should have quoted that to the cop who came up to the window. Officer, but don't you know, don't condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. He could have if he had the quick wit as we always wish we had at those times. He could have replied back, yeah, but it goes on to say, given it will be given to you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. So here, I give you your ticket, your fine runneth over. This is the whole problem with us. The book of Proverbs is full of situations like this. Solomon liked to use descriptors like fool and wise to describe people. The wise are not to have a problem with people telling them the truth. The fools are the ones who get mad at you when you do. Okay, so then what do we do with do not judge and you will not be judged? John the Baptist lost his head for his bother. And we know what happened to the prophets that came before him and the apostles after. But they judged people, didn't they? That is exactly why people say they like Jesus better. And think, his disciples went and ruined his message and corrupted his church. Jesus was all about freedom and love and being who you are, the authentic you and self-expression. And St. Paul was just a hung-up, law-mongering Pharisee. Wait, but didn't Jesus say there was no one greater born than John the Baptist? Didn't Jesus, what kinds of things did Jesus do and say too? Well, but his disciples added that later on, people claim. But wait, if you read St. Paul, he denounced those who would force people to live by rules to get to heaven. It was St. Paul that said it was a free gift of God, all by grace. But he also said that no one seeks God, no one is righteous, and no one does good. Jesus, John, Paul, and all the rest. Yes, they judged. They even condemned to hell. I mean, Jesus is God, so he can, right? But there are many out there who don't think he, Jesus, has, will, or ever had. Here is a clue to this, though. Maybe I should have told my sister's boyfriend that the road was a speed trap. He was from Connecticut, so he didn't know. Maybe I should have pointed to the sign as we went by and said, look, that's 35 miles an hour here. If he had listened, he would have had a fatter wallet. Then he could have ignored me too. Anyway, would I have been judging him? His driving? Would I have been condemning him? He could have pulled over and told me to walk. But that was not why I held my tongue. I was being nice for my sister's sake. Just being cool, the cool older brother. In our modern world, though, nice equals love. Tolerance equals kindness. Spoiling equals giving. Looking the other way equals forgiveness. But in truth, we are not judging anyone when we quote God's law. We can't. What authority do we have? Yes, I could write a speeding ticket, but who would pay it? I would get in trouble for doing so. Impersonating an officer of the law or the court is a big no-no. The Pharisees were in trouble for making up laws and calling them gods. See where I'm going with this? These are not our judgments at all. We are not pointing to, no, we are. We are just pointing to the signpost. It says 35 miles an hour, whether we think it should or not. And we can't condemn. You are going to jail. Who says? You are going to hell? Who says? You see, these are not our laws. These are not our prescribed punishments. They are God's. We are just to point them out. This even if we don't know why a four-lane street is posted at 35 miles an hour. But the Bible, Jesus, St. Paul, Peter, John, they are not telling us to stop telling the truth, God's truth. They are not telling us to stop warning people about the consequences. God's judgment. It is true. That is exactly what people want us to stop doing. That is why John the Baptist lost his head. Maybe I would have had to walk if I opened my mouth. Do you think if my sister's boyfriend did that and then still got the ticket that he would have come back for me? I think my sister would have made him. Or she would have also been walking home with me. But he would still have had the ticket. Unless, despite his ego, he did slow down. But the question is, are they worth it? I saw a meme the other day that said, the day that St. Paul was beheaded by the Romans, those Paul had condemned to death before his conversion, because of their Christian faith, because he was a Jew and he was condemning other Jews, but that day that St. Paul died, these people in heaven were cheering him on all the way to heaven. You think about that. Why? Because he was worth it. What Jesus is saying here is we are not to act like the Pharisees. We are not to act, and it is an act, because we are not, no, we are not to act as if we are better than they are. Less sinful, we aren't. We are as weak and as tempted and fall just as easily as they are and do. We are to warn them. The Bible says to do so in love for their sake. They are worth it. But don't you hate it when the cop walks to your window and is so much cheery and pleasant? We are like, yell at me, but don't be nice, please. Yeah, they might do that. No matter how nice we are, our good friends and family might get mad at us. Or worse, when we speak about the signage, consequences, truth, they might not believe it too. They may just ignore us. Nothing we can do about that, other than be there to help if we can, to pick up the pieces. Anything else is simply not our job. But sinners among sinners, we do need to point to the signposts. Yes, I know, it's one of the hardest jobs in the world. Party poopers, no fun, a wet blanket and all that, and there will be other choice names they will call us. But always remember that we can't see into people's hearts. Only God can. So we need to be careful and tread lightly. We only can go by what we see and what we hear, actions and words, yet things are not always what they seem to be. My pastor told me one time, he said, and he had already been in the ministry 20 plus years, he said, you know, he thought so-and-so and them, you know, they're not going to last. You know, they seem to be worldly people. They're just not church types, you know. And they were there longer than those who he thought were church types. It's interesting how that works. We only can see what we can see. Things do not always appear as they truly are. And that is where Scripture, Matthew 18, specifically tells us to first say nothing to anyone else, but to go and talk with them so we can understand first. So many times I have been wrong also, or plain just got the wrong impression. First impressions don't always tell. Too easy to do. And I think the devil excels in setting us up, to cause strife within the church. And we so easily forget that this place, the church, is first and foremost a hospital. It is not for the strong. It is not for the healthy. It is not for the good. It is not for the clean, the able, the best. Jesus did not come for the righteous, as if there was such a thing. No, he is here for the worst, and we are in good company. St. Paul was the chief of us sinners, the worst of the worst, champion Pharisee, and they are the hardest to get into heaven, according to Jesus. But that is what we are here for, forgiveness. And that is the more important thing we are to do, to bring, to show, to highlight, but each in its correct time. Jesus said that repentance and the forgiveness of sins are to be preached into his name, here and then throughout the world. But forgiveness cannot be given out to those who do not think that they are guilty. But this grace, too, this forgiveness, is also not ours to give away. It didn't come from us. And so how dare we forgive anybody? Do we dare forgive wrong when it is God's law that is broken, as if he does not care? He has been wrong first and foremost. King David says, against you and you alone, O Lord, have I sinned. Do we have such a right then to grant clemency? I mean, we can shrug off a slight, sure, no big deal. But that slight is not just against us. They broke God's law by doing so. He has to shrug it off as well for it to be forgiven. Can we speak for him? And I have to say, he did not shrug it off. He paid for it. We have to remember that. Sin is not just shrugged off. But can we speak for him? Yes, because he has, and he tells us we can. And we can for those things done to us too, because he has forgiven us, forgiven all and every one of our sins to the last. Yes, truly, to our last breath. Because, Father, forgive them, he says as he hung on the cross. It is finished, he said, and they were all paid for. Therefore, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And it is done. Now I want to end with this ending of our text. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Think about this as not stuff, but rather love and mercy and grace and forgiveness. This is better than stuff. In fact, this is actually where stuff comes from. And we have these in boatloads from Jesus. And so we can afford to give away as much as we want, because that supply never runs out. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.